Lewis, have you been following the news about Inditex and their stance on returning to the Russian market? It's really interesting how they're still not considering it, even after selling their local business back in 2022.
Yeah, I read about that too. The CEO, Oskar Garcia Mascarez, made it clear that the conditions just aren't right yet. He mentioned needing a different environment, but didn't specify exactly what that would look like. Do you think they're waiting for a specific geopolitical change?
I think so. Inditex was one of the biggest international companies in Russia, right? They had 8.5% of their global earnings coming from there before they left. But now, even though they sold their business to the Daha Group, they still have an option to get back in if they choose. That's a smart move, don't you think?
Absolutely. The deal they made included a clause where the new owners have to set up a franchise agreement for Inditex if they want to return. But I wonder how practical that is. The new company, Marg, is basically selling the same products as Zara and using the same suppliers. That could be a problem if they're trying to re-enter.
Right, Mascarez said there are plenty of suppliers in the industry, so they're not exclusive. But the product similarity is another issue. He did mention that trends are global, so maybe that's just part of the fashion industry. Still, it's a bit awkward for Inditex if their former business is essentially a copycat now.
For sure. And it's not just Inditex. The deputy finance minister in Russia said no Western companies have actually asked to come back. Instead, they're seeing more companies trying to exit. That's a sign that the environment is still too risky.
That's what I was thinking. Even though Putin initially wanted to welcome them back, it seems like the government is now making it harder. They introduced a law that allows domestic businesses to break buyback agreements if the price was too low. That's a warning to any companies thinking about returning.
Exactly. And with the government also increasing the number of state-approved takeovers, it's clear they're not interested in having Western multinationals back. It might be a while before any of them consider re-entering Russia.